Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We do apologize. We just had some technical issues going on here. But God bless you tonight. God bless you, people of God, tonight. And we just want to say welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Let's see if we can go ahead and... Just give us just a minute.
Entry tones are off. Exit tones are on. Entry tones are on. Exit tones are off. Entry and exit tones are on. Entry and exit tones are off.
Okay. But again, we do apologize, but we do give God thanks and praise on tonight, and just thanking him for bringing us together again. Amen, Jesus. We bless him. We're thanking people, God, as you're coming in. We just want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone else to come in on tonight. Invite. How's my sound coming over? Is it spotty? Just trying to see if I need to make different.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Can you hear me? Is my sound coming across okay? Let's see. Good. Okay. Awesome. Praise God. Again, we give God thanks and praise on tonight. We bless him. We thank him for bringing us here one more time. Amen, Jesus. It's glad to be in the presence of the Lord one more time. We do pray that your day was a great day. Amen, Jesus. And for those who had service on today, amen, Jesus, we pray that you had a divine visitation from the Lord. Amen. But we give God thanks and praise, thanking God for everything on tonight. Just want to thank him for our leaders. Amen, Jesus, the late Apostle Dr. S.C. James, and thanking him tonight for our senior apostle, Samuel Huggins James, and thanking him tonight for my bishop and pastor, Bishop K.A. Pina. Amen. So we thank God tonight for our PNN advisors. We thank him tonight, Lord God, for our prayer warriors, for our scripture readers, and people of God, we just thank God for you on tonight. Thank you for coming to join us on tonight. Amen. We do want to go ahead and get started on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Again, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on tonight. Invite. Amen. Glory to God. Go ahead and invite a couple of people to come. We're going to ask Missionary Fan if she would come on tonight and bless the line, and ask Sister Mary Hollins if she would come with our scripture reading on tonight.
The Amen. Recording has started.
You have the platform, Missionary Fan.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this night, giving you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thanking you once again, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy. Lord, we come before you once again tonight, Lord God. Coming before your presence, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come, Lord God, asking you to look upon us once again. Look upon this line tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we asking you right now to forgive us, Lord God, for all the sins, Lord God, all iniquities, all transgressions, Lord God, any and everything, Lord God, that's going to hinder our prayer tonight, Lord God. We come repenting, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, asking you, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, for even the thoughts that we may have had, Lord God, today that wasn't like yours. We come tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, asking you to forgive us, Lord God, and hear our prayer tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, for we don't want our coming to be in vain, Lord God. We ask you to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come to say for your goodness, thank you for your mercy. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you tonight, asking you to move by your spirit and by your mighty powers. In the name of Jesus, we ask you right now, Lord God, to move on this line. Have your way, Lord God, tonight. Let your will be done tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this day, Lord God, to heal, deliver, and set free tonight. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, save, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight with open hearts, Lord God, waiting to hear from you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, ready, Lord God, to hear, Father, from you tonight, Lord God, that we may go higher in your word, Lord God, higher in your spirit, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, just to say thank you. Thank you so much, Lord, for being so good and so merciful unto us, Lord God, once again. In the name of Jesus, we realize and know that there's nothing that we've done so good, Lord God, to deserve, Lord God. But we thank you right now, Lord God, for having mercy upon us, Lord God, and for keeping us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, you kept us from danger seen and unseen, Lord God. You kept us from any accidents, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God. We magnify you. We glorify you tonight, Lord God. We lift you up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We asking you to move right now, Lord God, on your mouthpiece tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, let your anointing flow tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to hear tonight, Lord God. Help us to hear what your spirit is saying unto us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, move amongst the brethren right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, bless us in every way that you see fit, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you tonight. We glorify you. We bind the will of the enemy right now, Lord God. Any distraction, Lord God, we bind it right now. In the name of Jesus, we say, come in, Lord God, and have your way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we praise you right now. We glorify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, because you're worthy. You're worthy, Lord God, of every praise, Lord God. You're worthy of every hallelujah. You're worthy tonight, Lord God. And we thank you. We do thank you so much, Lord. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to the speaker for tonight, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer wards, and to you, all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be taken from the 8th chapter of Amos, the 11th through the 14th verse. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it. In that day shall the fair virgin and young men faint for thirst. They that swear by the sin of Samaria and say, thy God, O Dan, liveth, and the manner of Beersheba liveth, even they shall fall and never rise up again. to you the 8th chapter of Amos, the 11th through the 14th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his holy word.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you, women of God. Thank you tonight for availing yourself. Amen. Thanking God for that prayer on tonight to sanctify the line, get our hearts and minds ready for the word of God. Amen. We thank him for, glory to God, the scripture reading on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, even back then, amen, the man of God declaring a famine in the land. Amen, Jesus, but it's a famine for the word of God. But we give God thanks and praise, amen, that we are, amen, just one way to get this word out in the land. Amen. And we're grateful that the Lord has given us this charge that we can, amen, be one of the voices crying in the wilderness. Amen. That the people of God would repent. That the people of God, his people, would turn unto him. Glory to God, and be saved and be restored. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks and praise on tonight. Amen. For this charge. We're thanking them on tonight for each and every one that is a part of or that takes part in getting this word out to the people. Amen. And we thank God for the hearers. Amen. Even as the woman of God said, we thank God for the hearers. But for the, but most of all, for those that hear, amen, and act upon the word that they hear on this line. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Thank God for you again. Thank God for each and every one of you. We want to ask you kindly, if you would, go ahead and invite someone else to come. Invite a couple of people to come on over to be with you on tonight. Invite them to come and be with you on tonight. We're so grateful to be broadcasting live. Amen. I want to say live. Amen. Glory be to God here on today. We give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. We were live last night. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, as we're getting our schedule ready, amen, getting the people of God in place that bring forth the word, amen. So we thank you for your patience, amen, that in those times when we do rebroadcast, but we thank God that even in the rebroadcasting, amen, our souls are being fed, amen. The word of God is continuing to go forth. And tonight, people of God, as we have already said, we are live on tonight. Glory to God. We are going to Banks, Alabama by way of, amen, Nassau, Bahamas. Again, as always we say, amen, she is no stranger to the line. She's coming to us, people of God, by way of Jerusalem Temple, EPC, Evangelistic Pentecostal Churches Worldwide. We thank God for her. People of God, we want you to receive. I present this psalm. And I introduce to others who's never heard her before, I introduce to you none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah, tonight and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I don't know about you tonight, but I feel a blessing and a praise down in my soul because God has been good. Hallelujah. Glory to God on tonight that he has brought us together one more time to lift up the name of Jesus, to declare his voice in the earth. Bless his name. How many of you know tonight as you look around and you see what is happening in the earth, you should feel that this is the time that we should come closer to God tonight. And I do give Jesus Christ the praise for this PMN, for Evangelist Bradley and the poor warriors and all the advisors and everyone that came together to make this PMN possible tonight. The most Lord Jesus Christ, who is the leader of this here line. Bless his name. I call it a lifeline because so many lives are being changed and touched to this line. Bless his name. And so I thank God that The protocol has already been established, but I do thank God for my pastor, Pastor Lindsay, the co-pastor of Jerusalem Temple tonight. I did this up for him tonight. And you from every nation, you're welcome tonight. Let us buckle up our seatbelts, sit back, and let's go for a ride because this jet is about to take off on tonight. Let us pray. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor tonight for what you are God about to do, what you're about to say. We want to thank you tonight that your word would come for the clarity and understanding, God. That you would, hallelujah, glory to God. Yes, Lord, that you would release an anointing over this platform, over this line tonight. Oh, God, that will make preaching easy, that will make your word come forth easy. Bind every distracting spirit, oh God. Bind every regional demon, the prince of the power that controls the airwaves, God. And above the line, these same lines, God, we command every interference, oh God, every interruption to desist and desist right now. In the name of Jesus, we cancel every plan over this line right now. We take authority, oh God, of the atmosphere against every demonic assignment and entity and strategy that have been assigned on. So now, God, we thank you now, God, for just blessing us and touch the ears of the hearing that we would hear glory to God. But the Spirit of God has to say, God, and touch our heart that as your word comes forth, we would be transformed, we would be changed, we would be more enlightened and encouraged to go further in you. In Jesus' name, amen. And tonight I'm going to be, and I had Evangelist Bradley and the woman of God coming from the book of Amos, and I was looking in the book of Amos earlier that God gave me a message, but that's not the message tonight. But I heard Evangelist Bradley talk about repentance, and I'm dealing with repentance tonight. And the topic is the prophetic voice of God in the earth that is declaring what he is saying. And he is rising up those people that join the Baptist. He's rising up people with this ancient anointing like Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Amos, and those from, you know, with that old ancient anointing that is not afraid to call sin sin. It's not afraid to say you are not doing that. It's not afraid to go for lesson and instruction, repent and rebuke in righteousness. And so God is looking for that ancient anointing that would cry aloud and swear not. It was a time of repentance, truly a time of repentance, not just from the word, but you have people in the church. There is a lot of stuff going on in the church that God is pleased with, and he's calling us to repent. Now, this is a message that God had given me on Monday, the 22nd of August, 2020. And before I get into the meat of what God is telling me to do, I'll share a couple of visions with you that the Lord has shown me that he had already, some of them already come to pass and he is yet to do, that he's showing us time to turn, because what he's getting ready to do in the face of the earth is not going to be pretty. And you've got to be under the blood and the fire. You have to have a connection. You have to have that relationship with God like you've never done it before. You can't play church right now. And so the vision of God showed me a vision of the destruction of the United States even before I came here, and different parts of the Bahamas and the islands and the nation at large is what he showed me. God is truly calling the nations and churches to genuine, but some people can repent, hallelujah, Jesus, but it doesn't mean that it's genuine, because it's a godly soul. It leads to repentance, which means when you come before God and you truly genuine, you have repented, you hallelujah, there's a brokenness that comes in you. You find tears flowing from your eyes. You find yourself being uncontrollable because the Spirit of the Lord will touch you as you genuinely repent. If you are not God at that point, then you genuinely repent. Well, there's a godly soul that comes before you, then I think you need to check, because some people just repeat. But the pastor said, I want you to repeat after me the Lord's Prayer. But do you really mean what we say? What happens when I know when I repented, something happened within me that caused me to be broken and the tears start to flow from my face because I was truly saved. brings you again. There's a place in him that it brings you that you become broken and hungry. I'm coming from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 25.
Prophetess.
Yes.
You're sounding very muffled. We cannot
can you hear me
really.
Now?
You're going in and out, and you're sounding very, very muffled.
Okay, is it not? Is it still sounding muffled now when I speak? Hello. Can you hear me now?
No, we can't hear you right there. Let's see if that'll work right there.
Okay. How am I sounding now? Jeremiah chapter 25. Can you hear that? That's okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. All right. Jeremiah chapter 25, from verse 4, it says, "And the Lord had sent unto you all his servants, the prophets." We're dealing with the prophetic voice. And so God told Jeremiah that I'm sending to you all the prophets, rising up early and sending them. But ye have not hearkened nor inclined your ear to hear. Said verse 5, they said, turn ye again now, every one, from this evil way and from the evil of your doings, and dwell in the land that the Lord had given unto you and to your fathers forever and ever. And go not after other gods to serve them and to worship them, and provoke me to anger with the works of your hand, and I will do you no hurt. 7. Yes, ye have not hearkened unto me, said the Lord, that ye might provoke me to anger with the works of your hand to your own hurt. Therefore, thus said the Lord of hosts, because ye have not heard my word, behold, I will send and take all families of the north, said the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant. And I will bring them against this land and against the inhabitants thereof and against all these nations round about, and will utterly destroy them and make them an astonishment and a hissing and perpetual desolation. Moreover, I will take from them the voice of mirth, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, and the sound of millstones, and the light of the candle. And this whole land shall be desolation and an astonishment, and these nations, Babylon, 70 years. And I will bring upon that land all my words which I have pronounced against it, even all that is written in this book, which Jeremiah had prophesied against all the nations. For thus said the Lord, verse 15, for thus said the Lord God of Israel unto me, take the wine cup of his fury at my hand, and cause all nations to whom I send thee to drink it. And they shall drink and be moved and be mad because of the sword that I will send among them. Then I took the cup at the Lord's hand and made all the nations to drink unto whom the Lord had sent me. Hallelujah. And all the kings of the north, far and near, one another, and all the kings, bless his name, of the world, which are upon the face of the earth, and the kings of Sheshach shall drink thereafter. Now, she said, I was breaking up a bit, so I'll go back. And I was explaining to you earlier that God had showed me visions of destruction concerning the United States. And he gave me this on Monday, the 22nd of August, 2022. And he showed me it about concerning different parts of the Bahamas and the islands and nations at large. And I received it from God, and I will go down into now what he was saying. Bless his name tonight. And so let's go to verses 27. Therefore thou shalt say unto them, thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, drink ye and be drunken and spew and fall and rise no more because of the sword which I will send among you. Bless his name. And it shall be
if any refuse to take the cup at thine hand to drink, then shalt thou say unto them, thus said the Lord of hosts, ye shall certainly drink. For lo, I began to bring evil on the city, which is called by my name, and ye shall be utterly punished. Ye shall not be called a sword upon the inhabitants of the earth, said the Lord of hosts. Therefore, prophesy, verse 30 says, therefore prophesy thou against them all these words, and say unto them, the Lord shall roar from on high, and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He shall mightily roar upon the inhabitants. He shall give a shout, as they that spread the grapes against the inhabitants of the earth. A noise shall come even to the ends of the earth, for the Lord had controversy with the nations. He will plead with all flesh. He will give them that are wicked to the sword, said the Lord. Thus said the Lord of hosts, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation, and great whirlwind shall be raised up from the coast of the earth. And the slain of the Lord shall be at that day from one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth. Shall not be lamented, neither gathered nor buried. They shall be as dung upon the ground. Verse 34, he said, howl, ye shepherds, and cry, glory to God, tonight, and wallow yourselves in the ashes, glory to God, ye principal of the flock, glory to Jesus, for the days of your slaughter and of your dispersion are accomplished, and ye shall fall like a pleasant vessel. And the shepherds shall have no way to flee, nor the principal of the flock to escape. A voice of the cry of the shepherds and the howling of the principal of the flock shall be heard, for the Lord had spoiled their pasture. And that is talking about leaders tonight. That's what God is getting ready to do. And it's talking about his church tonight. God says he's getting ready to deal with the leaders. Those who are not walking upright, doing what they want to do. They're not hearing the prophetic prophetic voices that are speaking. They're not hearing the voice of God. So God said, I'm getting ready to deal with these type of people. Said in verse 36, it said, a voice of the cry of the shepherd and in howling of the principal of the flock shall be heard, for the Lord has spoiled their pastures, and the peaceable habitations are cut down because of the fierce anger of the Lord. Hallelujah, as we look around tonight, people in the world, we can see and feel, glory to God tonight, the anger of the Lord. The people of Judah, they were not in trouble. And Jeremiah was dealing with Judah, God's people. But they were not in trouble for the lack of revelation and knowledge of the truth. And if you look at us today, we are not lacking knowledge of the truth, and we are not lacking revelation. But their problem was they was rebellious. God had been faithful to send them prophets to declare the truth. The problem was not that they didn't hear or didn't know, but rebellion. And so God has prophetic voices that is declaring what God is saying to warn the people, to get them ready for what is said. So a lot of people, you will find them rebelling against the prophetic voices that is speaking what God is actually saying and what he is doing, because some of it is not pretty to hear and easy to hear, and it's hard to hear that kind of messages. But we are truly living in the days of rebellion and disobedience against God, his word, his precept, his commands, his will. As we look around in the earth, a nation, the nations are in serious trouble. There's a spirit of disobedience against God and everything that stands for God. Hallelujah. Tonight we are dealing, hallelujah, tonight with the prophetic voice of God in the earth through his messengers and servants he has chosen, because not everybody has been chosen by God. So he's dealing with those who he has chosen, his prophets, his prophetess, his apostles, bishops, evangelists, teachers, missionaries, ministers, elders. He is even revealing things to kids and young adults or whoever he chooses to use,
because God don't deal with titles. He deals with an available vessel. He's looking for somebody who will hear him. He's looking for somebody who will obey him, his instructions. He is giving visions and dreams to people all over the world concerning what he is doing and about to do. He is manifesting his will. Nothing can stop what God has been determined or predetermined and orchestrated to happen according to his word. Hallelujah, in this last hour. You can't pray this away. You can't prophesy it away. You can't preach it away. It's already ordained. It's in the word of God, so it must come to pass. I'm sorry, and God needs some available vessels who is not afraid to declare and to speak what God is saying. God has been showing me so many things concerning devastation and destruction and his judgment in the earth. I have had numerous visions about his coming. Bless his name. He gave me a vision about the church. Hallelujah. And what he showed me in the vision, I woke up shaking. I woke up literally crying and shaking like a leaf. I was walking in the earth in my vision. And as I walked in the earth, I saw what they call the rapture. People were being caught up from all over the earth and different parts of the earth. And the sky was literally dark because of those that have been caught up. Bless his name. But I was still walking in the earth like I was scanning the earth, and God was showing me different people who I know personally did not make it and was not caught up. And he took me into this church, bless his name, this big church, like these mega churches that we see today on television in different parts of the world. And as I entered this sanctuary, bless his name, and I began to look around, this sanctuary was full of thousands of people, bless the name of the living God. And you had some women that were sitting in a particular part of the church dressed in white. They looked holy. They had on their hats, and they had their long clothes on, and they were sitting comfortably and complacent in the temple with their hands on the back of the chair, having their own conversation, doing their own thing in this house of God while the service was going on. Hallelujah. And as I looked, I saw people being caught up out of this sanctuary. But if you look at the thousands, there was only about 100 or more people, a little more than that, literally was caught up out of this sanctuary and made it in. And I was like, it was like baffling to me to see that so many people came into the sanctuary but was not ready. And I saw the pastors, and one of them walked to the congregation as if he was lost as to what was going on. Bless his name. And as I woke up out of the dream, I said, God, what is going on? And he talked about the straight and the narrow road. He said there are only a few that is walking on the straight and the narrow road that will be caught up when it is time. But the majority of that church was literally left behind, and it scared me. I began to repent, and I began to call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I began to search myself, glory be to God, to see where I was, because I was still walking the earth, seeing people who I know, even two of my sisters, they were left behind, and I was scared. And so God said to me, I left you as a witness to see what is going on. So people of God, this thing is serious, and we've got to be sold out, and we've got to make up our mind that it's either heaven or hell, because there ain't no middle ground, no purgatory. It's one or the other. And so I did a lot of traveling, preaching, and ministering the gospel. And in the 21 islands and some of the keys in the Bahamas and the USA. And God showed me many visions concerning what was getting ready to happen, especially concerning our nation, the Bahamas, bless his name. After he showed me so many dreams and visions concerning what he was getting ready to do, he told me to go and declare to them what I had seen and what he was getting ready to do and what he is speaking. Now, it was in the year 2003, he showed me a terrible devastation coming to the nation of the Bahamas before Jean and Francis hit our nation, which happened in the year 2004. When he showed me this particular vision that took a lot of lives and caused great calamity to fall on the nation, the Bahamas, I thought Hurricane Jean was the one But it was not the one that I seen in the vision. It was not until the year 2016, years later, when I relocated here to the United States, then God brought his word to pass about Dorian that hit the Bahamas on September the 1st, 2019. Glory be to God. What God showed me with Dorian as I was walking along the shore. Hallelujah, Jesus. And as I was walking, it was close to the ocean. I was making my way home. I live in Freeport, Grand Bahama. And as I was walking, making my way home, this big tsunami of a wave overtook the land. Hallelujah. And I was caught up in this wave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was caught up. I had to swim to save my life. It's a good thing I was able to swim. Bless his name. Because I was caught underneath an ocean of water that was higher than the street light. Hallelujah. And as I made it to a place safe, a safe place, as I looked back, the water had receded. What I saw when the water was gone was dead bodies all over the place. I saw some bodies washed out to the shore. I saw bodies that were never seen again. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. And I said, God, when I woke up, I said, God, how come I was caught up in the wave? And he said to me that many Christians, hallelujah, today are not expecting him, and the world and nations are not expecting him to move. And he said, what I'm going to do is going to be suddenly and unexpected. And if you look at Gene, when it hit the Bahamas, it was suddenly and it was unexpected. We didn't expect it because usually we are spared from great devastation. Hallelujah. So God told me it's going to be a wailing and a cry in the Bahamas and nations for what he is getting ready to do. He said to me, children will cry for parents and parents will cry for their children. During Hurricane Dorian, over 2,000 souls was lost in my nation. The number might have been much higher. Bless the name of Jesus. There were many children and parents lost in the waves. The sharks ate many, and some was never seen or found until this day. Exactly how God has shown it to me in the vision he gave me way back in 2003. God spoke and said, because the nations had forgotten me and turned to witchcraft, idol worship, and bloodshed, and violence, rebellion, and disobedience, it has come up into his nose. Hallelujah, tonight. He said he is trying to get, glory to God, the undivided attention of the churches, his people, the nation, and the nation at large. He said before Dorian came that the meteorologists will not be able to detect how great this storm is going to be and what is going to happen. And so God is trying to make us to be aware, be ready for anything that would happen at any time. Then he took me to Jeremiah chapter 7, and he said to tell them no prayers will stop my hand because the sin of the nation has come up before me. Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse 1 says, The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah saying, stand in the gate of the Lord's house. He didn't send him to the nation. He said, but go to the Lord's house and proclaim here this word and say, Hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah that enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. And so God gave Jeremiah instructions to tell the church, get it right. Change your ways. You come into this house to worship, but your ways are still the same. He said, amend your ways and your doings. That's verse 3. And he said, trust ye not in lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord are these. For if ye thoroughly amend your ways, bless his name tonight, if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if ye oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, the widows, and shed not innocent blood in this place. Oh, glory to God. Neither walk after other gods to your hurt. He said, if you don't do these things, verse 7 says, then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I give to your fathers forever and ever. Behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit. And so you have a lot of lying prophetic voices and prophets and so-called men and women of God that are prophesying lies to say that God ain't going to do this and God ain't going to do that. When God said, I am going to do it because I've spoken it, I will bring it to pass. And so that means we have to be careful who is speaking into our ear gates and whose words are we listening to in this last hour. 9 says, will ye steal, murder, commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods whom ye know not, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations. And so back then in Judah, they were doing all these things, and they would still come in God's house to worship him. He said in verse 11 says, in this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes. He said, behold, even I have seen it, said the Lord. And so a lot of people doing a lot of wickedness and underhand work and witchcraft to rebellion and disobedience in the house of God. And they forget that God, they seem to forget, I should say, that God is watching. He said, even I have seen it, said the Lord. But go ye now unto my place, which is in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people. And now because ye have done all these works, said the Lord, I spake unto you, hallelujah, rising up early and speaking, but ye heard not. And I called you, but you answered not. Therefore, I will do unto this house, hallelujah, which is called by my name, wherein ye trust, and unto the place which I give to you and to your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh. And we know if you read this, about Shiloh, that he destroyed the altars of Baal, and he just demolished it. And so God's saying in this hour, churches and people who are following the way, this way, he said, I am getting ready to move in this last hour, and you're going to see it happen. And I will cast you, verse 15 says, and I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brethren, even the whole seed of Ephraim. Therefore, he said in verse 16, he said, therefore, pray not for this people, neither lift up a cry or prayer for them. Neither, hallelujah, tonight, he said, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear thee. This is the word of God saying to people who are doing a lot of things in the house of God and feel like God is not moving. God said, don't pray for them. Don't pray for these kind of people. Don't lift up your cry or prayer unto me. He said, don't make no intercession. He said, for I will not hear you. And 17 says, seest thou not what they do in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? Don't we see what they're doing in the streets of America? We don't see what they're doing in the streets of the Bahamas, in Africa, in the different nations? Don't we see what they're doing in the churches and in the land? Children gather wood, and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women need their dough to make cakes to the queen of heaven, to pour out drink offering unto other gods, that they may provoke me to anger. And so these people were dealing in some darkness, but they were in the house of God. These people were serving other gods, but they would still come to service. They would still worship with you. They would still praise with you. They would still sing in the choir. They are not afraid. Have no fear for God. He said, they are provoking me to anger. 19 says, do they provoke me to anger? A question, said the Lord. Do they not provoke themselves to the confusion of their own faces? In other words, God said, they're causing their own self to come into confusion. They're causing thus said the Lord God, behold, mine anger and my fury shall be poured out upon this place, upon man, upon the big trees of the field, upon the fruit of the ground, and it shall burn and shall not be quenched. Hallelujah. For I spake unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offering and sacrifices. But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, I have not commanded them concerning the land of Egypt, coming out and doing sacrifices and offerings. He said, but this is what I have commanded them. And the day God said, I have commanded you in this last hour. He said, obey my voice. God is looking for obedience to his voice, to the prophetic utterance that is happening. He said, and I will be your God. And so there's a condition here to be for God to be our God. We have to obey his voice. And so if we are not obeying his voice, then God has a problem. He don't see us as his children because we are not obedient to his voice. Then ye shall be my people. That's another reason why we have to obey. To be a people of God, we must obey his voice. He said, and walk ye in all, not just some, all the ways that I have commanded you. We can't serve God halfway. We can't keep some of the commandments. He said, in all of my commandments, that it may be well with you. And so the criteria here to be well and to get the blessings from God is obedience. But they hearken not, nor incline their ear, but walk in the counsels and in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. That's verse 24. Don't we see people backsliding? Don't we see many people leaving the church? He said, why? They hearken not, nor incline their ear to his voice, but walk in the counsels of the imagination of their evil heart, and went backwards and not forward. Since the day that your fathers came forth out of Egypt, out of the land of Egypt unto this day, I have even sent on all my servants the prophets. He said, daily rising up early and sending them. God said, I was sending the prophets to Judah and the people of Israel early in the morning to declare that I'm getting ready to move, to declare I'm moving by devastation and judgment in the earth. Hallelujah, to warn them about what he's getting ready to do to his prophets. For they reject the prophets, they kill the prophets, they stone the prophets. My God, they lynch them. Whatever you could think about was done to those prophets. Yet they hearken not unto me, verse 26, nor incline their ear, but harden their neck. They did worse than their fathers. How many know tonight this generation is worse than back then? This generation is the Bible called them generation of vipers. They are terrible. Therefore thou shalt speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken unto thee. Thou shalt also call unto them, but they will not answer thee. And so God is, even if you speak my word and call them, they ain't going to listen and they ain't going to hear you. We don't see that happening. But thou shalt say unto them, this is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord, their God, nor receive correction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth. And so God is saying the nations around the world is not obeying his voice. They don't want to be corrected anymore, even in the church. He's talking to the church. When you look at some people, they don't want you to correct them. You can't say anything to them. If they're doing the wrong thing, they get upset and have attitudes. If you come to them in love or come to them to say, this is what the Lord has shown me, God loves you this much. He said he chastised those whom he loves. He said truth is perished. That means truth is being stamped on. food is being knocked to the ground. Look at the television. Look at what's happening in the media. People don't want to hear the truth of the word of God. The lesbians, the homosexuals, this LGBTQ too, or whatever they call it, don't want to hear that they are wrong. Time and the season, what we're living in. He said, truth is cut off from their mouth. Cut off thine hair, O Jerusalem, and cast it away and take up a lamentation on high. For the Lord had rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. He said, I have forsaken the generation. And how many of you know tonight, God said, this is the time to lament. This is the time to cry out because this generation has rejected him and forsaken him. And so he's saying, now I'm going to reject them and forsake them because these are the generation of his wrath. For the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, said the Lord. They have set their abomination in the house, which is called by my name, to pollute it. And if we look at the word of God tonight, and many sanctuaries varies around the world, some things are happening in the house of God that is illegal, that is not God, that is fleshy, that is demeaning to the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is not in many houses because they're teaching for doctrine, the commandment of man. They're teaching and prophesying by their own spirit. And God said, I am not in it. Hallelujah, Jesus. And verse 31 says, and they have built the and they have built the high places of Topheth, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and daughters in the fire, which I have not commended them, neither came unto them. And so these people here that are children, that's why we say pray for the children. They're burning the children in the fire, human sacrifices of children, children being sold as sex slaves, glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus, on tonight. Children are being used as sacrifice to shed their blood. Hallelujah, this is what is happening. Hallelujah, in this hour. He said, the generation of his wrath, glory be to God. He said, therefore, behold, the days come, said the Lord, that it shall no more call Topheth, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter, for they shall bury in Topheth till there be no place. And the carcasses of this people shall be meat for the fowls of the heaven and for the beasts of the earth, and none shall fray them away. Then I will cause the cease from the city of Judah and from the streets of Jerusalem the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness and the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, for the land shall become desolate. And so God is showing us by his word tonight, people of God, exactly what he has planned to do. He is doing it now, glory to God, and he said nothing is going to stop it. Not even prayer is going to stop what he is about to do. He told me, he said, tell them I have bought them from nothing. And this is the word he gave me to the Bahamas. He said, tell them I bought them from nothing. Now they are blessed and forget the God who blessed them. He said, most of the nations have forgotten me days without number, and they have turned their backs to me and not their faces. He said, I'm going to move across the land, hallelujah, tonight, by a mighty and an outstretched hand, hallelujah, by death and devastation. And that's exactly what he did and is doing and is about to do. He said, except the nation turn to him in genuine repentance like the city of Nineveh, then he said, my hand will continue to move until they know that I am God, until they know that I'm calling them into a secret place with me, into a place of repentance with me. In 2013, he took me into another vision, into the mug. I had a sister that died, and God took me. I went into the mug where she was laying down her dead body to view her dead body. As I stood there, she sat up and began to speak with me. As I began to talk with her, the voice of God spoke to me, saying, I did not bring you here to her. He said, look around, and I began to look around in the mug where the dead bodies was. As I looked, people of God, in the vision, in the mug, I saw body bags. I saw body bags, dead bodies stacked up to the roof, a pile up on each other. Hallelujah, Jesus. And he said to me, said, what is getting ready to happen? They're spoken in 2013. He said, there will be no place to lay the dead. Don't we see what is happening? He said to me that the spirit of death is going to move across the earth and there will be no place to bury them. He said there will be funerals after funerals, death after death, to the point where you will not know which funeral you need to attend. And I woke up in a panic. And as I looked around at this pandemic, bless his name, tonight, the murders and the bloodshed, all the deaths that are happening, they have no place to lay these dead people during this pandemic. They were piling them up in graves and just throwing them like they were refuse and they were garbage, and some are being burnt. Glory be to God. And they have these big trailers that they put them in these trailers and just carry them to be buried like they were nothing. And the Bible says that their bodies will be like refuge upon the face of the earth. And Jeremiah 25 and 33 says, and the slain of the Lord shall be at that day from one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented, neither gathered nor buried. They shall be dung upon the ground. That is the word of the Lord. And if we look at the word of the Lord, we can see that God has spoken this and God is bringing it to pass. God began to take me by vision and showed me tsunamis hitting the Bahamas. I saw waves in Nassau, Bahamas, coming from the south to the north, heading toward Bay Street, and it came together, and I saw children being swept away in the waves. I saw people being swept away, people of God tonight. I saw people fighting for their lives and screaming. I saw people climbing up on 3 stories and 4 stories buildings, but the water swept them away, and lives were lost. That's hallelujah. He spoke to me concerning Paradise Island in the Bahamas, that the bridge is collapsing, bless his name. Right now it is sinking. I used to work in the hotel, and I saw the water coming up in the hotel from under the ground, bless his name. And God began to speak to me and tell me that place had become an idol, and he's going to move because many people had great jobs making money, and they became proud and arrogant because they worked on Paradise Island, where the rich and famous were Michael Jackson and buying rooms and stuff. So they had an arrogance, and Paradise Island became their source. Some of them missed so many church services just to be in work to make that money. He said, and I've had numerous visions of the water covering the land in different islands. God showed me great tornadoes that is going to hit some of the islands in the Bahamas, including the capital and Grand Bahama. I saw houses and cars and property being demolished and destroyed by tornadoes and people's lives gone. I saw visions with the earth opening up, and I saw the belly of the earth dancing and swaying back and forth like a drunken man. I saw, and I began to open. Oh, God, it opened up wide and swallowed everything in its part, like I showed you that I spoke about on last week. But God showed me this before that other vision he showed me. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God tonight. And let me go down here. And God showed me in the vision the state of the church. One, with the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he was about to do. He took me to Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 3. He said, arise and shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness shall cover the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings of the brightness of thy rising. And so even though God is saying what I'm getting ready to do, but he's talking to the church, he said, the light is coming to the church. He said his glory is going to be in his church. Hallelujah. Our apostles tell us the greater light is here. And so God said the greater light is coming in the body of Christ that will draw the remnant from the east, the west, the south, and the north. So God is now, in spite of what is happening in the earth because of rebellion, bless his name, God said there is a remnant that I'm drawing unto myself from every nation, every tongue, every people, every kindred, every color, bless his name. God showed me, I saw a vision with wars, a war between the Bohemians and the Haitians. Bohemians that was so violent, I saw them using machetes and guns in the nation, and there were bloodshed, and there were slain lives. I was on a 21-day fast in the year 2016 when God began to speak to me about families dying together in fires an accident. He showed me and speak to me about so many disastrous things that he's getting ready to do in this hour. And I've seen some of them happen already and happening even now. God began to show me on last year, Saturday, the 22nd of August, 2020, at 3:48 a.m. in the morning, concerning a vision about the destruction that is getting ready to happen to Florida and most of the USA. I saw the Bahamas being affected and the Caribbean island being affected by this darkness. I went in the vision of the Lord while I was living in Florida, and I lived with some young ladies. And we were living in this high-rise apartment in the downtown area in Orlando where we lived. There was the front of the apartment was just glass across the front. As I looked toward the glass window, I saw in the air pitch darkness. I saw a dark cloud like a blanket cover the Bahamas, cover Florida, and it moved over the USA. It was just pitch darkness, people of God. The cloud began to move like demonic forces was controlling it. I heard in the cloud demonic voices and demonic scary noises. It was moving with the speed of lightning. It was moving really fast. And as it moved across, it left in its path. Great devastation and destruction was done. And as it came up the island, I saw buildings like skyscrapers fall to the ground like pieces of paper. Bless his name tonight. I saw a human. There was nothing left. Nothing left. And I'm telling you, as this cloud came toward where we were, we began. I told them in the vision, I said, we need to hit the floor. And we hit the floor, and we start to call on the name of Jesus and cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. And as we cried out unto the Lord, I heard when this thing hit that building where we were. And people of God, the building began to bend as if it was going to break. Bless his name. And called on the name of Jesus, we slowly got up off the floor because I truly thought it was gone. But we were left standing. And so we got up praising God. We got up shouting and giving God the glory for keeping us and sparing our lives during the time of the darkness. Then God said to me that something strange and unusual is getting ready to happen in Florida, in different parts of the United States, and in the nations around the world. He said it is in the sky, it is in the earth, in the atmosphere, the seas and the waves are roaring. He said, don't we see this pandemic we're dealing with is in the atmosphere? Don't we see the millions, thousands and hundreds of people dying every day? Can't we see the darkness in all the earthquakes? He said something strange and unusual is getting ready to happen. It's not a tornado or a hurricane, but it is something that we have never seen before. Glory be to God. I know he's sending floods of water, but he said the one thing that is happening in the water, it is going to be, the thing that is happening with the tsunami is going to be worse than this pandemic. What we see, I'm telling you, people of God, tonight, God said, I am afraid for people who are not saved. I'm afraid for people who have not given, totally surrendered all to God. He said, this is a time, he said, even what I saw in the vision, he said, because I know his name and because we called upon his name and because we had a relationship with him, he said, that's why we were spared. He said, I had sent angels that I assigned to you, and he gave me Psalms 91, hallelujah, to cover ourselves with Psalms 91. He said, this is a warning God has shown, and God is about to release his wrath on Florida, U.S., the Bahamas, including islands of the seas, and millions of people. He said, it really showed me that vision. He said, the material things that so many people hold dear to them was totally destroyed when that darkness passed over. And God reminded me about the children of Israel in Egypt that was protected because of the blood of the Lamb. Even those who are not Israelites, who were not Israelites, were spared and saved because they were in the land of Goshen living with the Israelites, so the death angel did not kill them. To me about a lot of these things I see happening right now, I was writing. I mean, people of God, I was just writing and writing as the Lord was speaking. Before this pandemic got to the point where it is now, God said to me, the death angel is released with fury and vengeance, and it's going to be very serious. He said, this is not the time to play church and to take him lightly. He spoke to me and said, this is not the time to relax and be complacent. This is not the time to compromise and live without God. He said, many, including Christians, are going to die. What is about to hit the earth is more fierce and destructive than anything we could ever imagine. So God is saying, it's time to be real. It's time to have a passion. It's time to be sold out. God wants to move us out of obscurity, which means out of the unknown or unimportant things that we are dealing with that are distracting us. He is ready and waiting to bring us into the forefront. It's time to get serious for real, people of God, tonight, and have a passion and a zeal, hallelujah, tonight for God and the things of God. Acts chapter 1, verse 3 said, Jesus showed himself after his passion to many for 40 days. Jesus had a passion to save souls. He had a passion to die for us. He had a passion, glory to God, to put our names on the book of life. He had a passion. Acts chapter 1 and 3 said, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom. Do we have a passion for worship and praise tonight? Do we have a passion for prayer tonight? Do we have a passion for outreach and evangelism tonight? Do we have a passion tonight to lay down our lives for him and for our brothers and sisters? Do we have a passion to suffer for him like he suffered for us? Do we have a passion to build his work, his kingdom, a passion to do the things that God expects us to do? All God wants from us is to submit to his will and occupy till he comes, build his kingdom until he comes. God is doing something new. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have to, mighty God, tonight, let go of everything old. Let go of everything in the past for him to move, for us to go beyond the birth. Our apostle told us we need to go beyond the birth. Go beyond the same thing we know. Go, my God, tonight. Go beyond the usual things that we are really used to, that our apostles and stolen, that God is saying it's time to move into a deeper place in God. He, my God, in the name of Jesus, to move into the supernatural things of God, to walk in the Spirit of God, to move in dimensions in God. He said it's time to come forth. God said it's time to come forth. It's time to deliver what God has given you. It is time to deliver what God has given us. It is time for the ministry to come forth. It's time for your ministry to come forth. God is saying tonight, no more procrastination and delaying. Stop putting things before him. Stop putting things before his will. For us to, it is time to come forth. It is time, God is saying tonight, to arise and awake. We are in a burning position, and it's time to bring forth souls to the kingdom. It is time to do the work of an evangelist, to go out. In the book of Luke chapter 1, we see Mary submitted to the will of God. She brought forth the word, Jesus Christ, to bring forth his word. Be a Mary that say, be it unto me according to your will. It is time to do his work. It is time. God is saying time. Time is running out. It is time to preach the word. It's time to build his kingdom. He's looking for some John the Baptist, one that will lift up their voice and cry out in the nation, telling them to repent, for Jesus is on his way back. It is time to bring sons to glory. It's time for the sons of God to arise. Hallelujah, Jesus, with fire in their hands and fire in their feet and fire in their eyes. Glory to God. Time to reach the remnant, to reach out to the Jewish nation. The church has been in the place of complacency and stagnation for too long. Amos chapter 6, hallelujah, talks about those who are complacent and dying. Bless his name. It says, woe to those that are in the mountain of which are named the chief of the nations to whom the house of Israel came. Pass ye unto Calneh, and see, and from thence go into Naham the great, then go down to Gath of the Philistines. Be they better than these kingdoms, or their borders greater than your borders? You put far away the evil days, and cause the seed of violence to come near, that lie upon the bed of ivory, and stretch themselves out upon their couches, and eat the lamb out of the flock, and the calves out of the midst of the storm, that chant to the sound of the viol, and invent to themselves instruments of music like David, that drink wine in bowls, and anoint themselves with the chief ointment, but they are not grieved, saying here, that the complacency in the church are those, they go to bed, they lay down, they have ivory represent something that is nice, expensive. So he said they lay down in their bed of ivory. They go home and stretch on their couches, and they eat lamb. Lamb is an expensive meat. It tastes good. So they're eating good, they're resting good, but they're not concerned and grieved for the affliction of what is going on in the earth. And so God is looking for people that will really seek him. So tonight we need to ask God to do a work in us, that we should have the same favor as Mary over our lives, and that we would have the same passion as Jesus to bring forth his word with power and authority, that would, that this would be the day, hour, and season that God would pour out a fresh anointing, fresh oil into our lives, that this year, which is the year of restoration, the year of transformation, the year of restitution, the year of releases and increases, the year of blessing, and the year of open doors for upper, that we would see the hand of God move supernaturally, bless his name on tonight, but it comes with us working for the kingdom, staying focused on our purpose and what he has called us to do. Hallelujah tonight. If we work for him, God says, if you work for him, he will work for you. Bless the name of Jesus. And so he's looking for workers in this hour. He's looking for available vessels in this hour. And God is speaking. He said, but who is listening? Glory to God tonight. Jesus, help me tonight. He has called us to do his work, people. And I'm done tonight. It comes with obedience to his word, what he's doing. He said that we would see the hand of God move supernaturally, but it comes with us working for his kingdom and what he has called us to do. If we work for him, he said, then he will work things out for us. It comes with obedience to his word. God spoke to me, he said, it comes with obedience to your leadership. If we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he said, I will add all things unto you. Hallelujah. And so tonight, as we heard the heart of God, as we heard the voice of God, as we heard the word of God tonight, and what God expects of us and what he is getting ready to do, he is calling us to repent. He's calling us to turn to him. He's calling us into a place of more prayer, more prayer, more power. He's calling us into a place of commitment to put away the things that have hindered us. He is calling us into the deep, to launch out into the deep. Like he told Peter, launch out into the deep. Because what you're doing to the shore, you're not catching anything. So you need to launch out a little bit further. And when he obeyed the instructions of Jesus Christ, the Bible said he caught so much fish that the net began to broke and two boats were filled with the fishes. And so God is saying tonight, launch out into the deep. Let me fill you to overflow. Let me fill you to more than enough. Time to be overflowing with the anointing, with the power, the presence of God tonight in the name of Jesus. It's time to truly, we need an anointing, people of God, because we are dealing with our rebellious disobedience. generation, bless his name, that would stand in your face and spit in your face and slap you and beat you down if you don't have God on your side or if you don't have that anointing. Glory be to God. They would smack you in your face. They did it to Jesus. And so God is looking. This is the time to fast and pray and seek the face of God. Because we've got to reach this generation. We've got to reach some people. But the rebellion and the disobedience, God said it come up into his nose. It is stink. It is a stench in the nostrils of Almighty God. And so God is looking for those who are faithful, willing and obedient, to trust them, to move out in faith, to go and win the Lord, to bring them in. This is the time to forget about us and make a sacrifice for the kingdom of God is at hand, in Jesus' name. And I pray tonight, God, for your word, that your word had gone forth, and that your word, God, would not leave our spirits to stone, that this word would permeate our souls, God, this word would be in our thoughts, God, that we would see the nearness of your coming, that we would see the closeness of your coming through the signs and the events that are happening in the earth, and that it would bring a hunger and a thirst for us as your people, for leadership in the body of Christ, for your people around the world, to go in the highways and byways and compel men to come to repentance. And so God, release in us that anointing, that pure, genuine anointing to do your will in Jesus' name. And so I'm done tonight. The platform is open tonight. I know we keep asking for prayer. You need prayer. You need whatever it is tonight. God is here to meet your needs. God is here to stand in agreement with you and Evangelist Bradley and her advisors and every prayer warrior tonight. But it was, is a direct word from heaven that God is speaking. And so I know I need more of God. I know I am not where I should be. I should have been heard. I have to confess that. I need prayer. I need somebody to pray for me. I need somebody to encourage me. And so you can come on the platform if you desire. Press star 6. If not, then we'll turn it back into the hands of Evangelist Bradley. You have a blessed night.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If anybody, amen, Jesus, anybody want prayer, amen, desiring prayer on tonight, glory to God, as the woman of God has said, the platform is open. The platform is open tonight for anyone desiring prayer. Just want to touch and agree with you on anything tonight. Amen, Jesus. You can come forth, press star 6, and come over to the platform. Press star 6 and come over to the platform. Amen, Jesus. Anyone tonight, amen. Glory to God, amen. If there are none on tonight, we certainly thank God for the word on tonight. A very serious word, a very, very serious word unto us on tonight. Glory to God. And we thank God, amen, even as woman of God has said, straight out of the mind of God, this word comes to us, people of God, and we got to plumb the line. Amen, Jesus. No matter where we think we stand, people of God, we have got to look at where we stand and measure it by the word of God. Amen. To see if we're truly standing in a holy place. Amen. This has been a very serious word on tonight. Glory to God. Very, very serious word. And we just give God thanks and praise for it. Amen. Thank God for you tonight, prophetess. Thank you for this declared word unto the people of God. Amen, Jesus. And we just know that it's not going out void. Amen. Glory to God. We know it. We know it. We know it. that the word did not go out, but it shall accomplish all that the Lord has sent it unto. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen, Jesus. We're not going to go back and reiterate the word, for the word has already spoken. Glory to God. But we just want to encourage you, people of God, if you would get a copy of the broadcast. Get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. We always encourage getting copies of the broadcast. And certainly, amen, listen to them again. But most importantly, send them out to someone. Send them out to someone that someone else may be blessed. Amen. Lord God, we just send the word. The word will do the work. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for this word. Glory to God, this life-giving word. This word, glory be to God, that has come to correct us. This word that has come to instruct us again to look at and see where we stand. Amen. Because we can't slack up in this hour. Glory to God, we cannot afford to slack up in this hour, for there are souls that need to be saved. Amen, Jesus. So we give God thanks again. We give him praise. Glory to God. Don't see platform tonight. So we bless God. Amen. We thank him. Glory to God. And I tell you, people of God, it's even so at a point, amen, Jesus, that, you know, we've come to a place of maturity, amen, Jesus, in God. Glory to God, that we can touch and agree. Even as the prayer goes forth, even as the word goes forth, amen, Jesus. So we thank God for that, amen. Glory to God for bringing us all to a place of maturity, amen, Jesus, that we can pull from God by spirit and get what we need, amen. So we again thank him, we bless him, we praise him, we thank God for our faithful listeners that come here on this line, those that are listening, amen, that have dialed into the broadcast, those on tonight, glory to God, that are listening by radio, we thank God for you. We bless God for you. And again, for all of our first-time listeners, we thank God for you. Amen. We want to invite you to come back again. As always, we're here every night at 9 o'clock p.m., and again, if you would like to get a copy of the broadcast sent to you, you can certainly do so. The number to dial is 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. For our international listeners, you can certainly reach out to us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen, Jesus. So you can reach us, amen, at either of those numbers and get your copy. For those of you that have outstanding orders of the various broadcasts, amen, Jesus, we just want to ask you to be patient with us. We'll get those out to you as soon as we can. Amen. God bless you. We've not forgotten about you. Amen. We do have those text messages with those requests. So we give God thanks and praise again on tonight, woman of God. We do thank God again for you. Thank you for your availing yourself, amen, to come, amen, and give such a word to the people of God on tonight. Amen. People of God, let us govern ourselves thereby. Amen. Let us govern ourselves. Amen. So glory to God, woman of God, we just want to say a word of prayer over you, over your life on tonight. Glory to God. Again, we thank God for you. Listen, we cannot pay you. Amen, Jesus. Any of our speakers, amen, we cannot pay you, glory to God, for your coming. Amen. But we certainly do believe, amen, Jesus, in blessing you in prayer. Amen. Glory to God. So, Father, we give you thanks and praise tonight. We thank you. Glory to God. We're thanking you for this word on tonight. We're thanking you for your servant on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, for the preparation, for the time, for the sacrifice to come and bless the people of God. And Father, on tonight, we just want to ask you to bless, oh God. We're asking that you would bless her indeed in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking even on tonight that you will open up the windows of heaven unto her. Pour her out blessings, oh God. Pour her out blessings, oh God. Overflow her barn, overflow her wine presses, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight, Father, that you would meet her every need, her every desire. Father, those things that she has need of, we're asking, glory to God, that you would move in a miraculous way, in the name of Jesus. We're asking you on tonight, oh God, we're asking you on tonight to move upon the altar of her heart, and whatsoever she would desire, Father, we're asking that you move in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight, glory to God, to bless her. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in, oh God, from this time forth, even forevermore. Father, we're asking that you will continue to bless in her ministry. Continue to sharpen and continue to mature in the precious name of Jesus. Father, continue, oh God, glory to God. Continue to breathe upon her. Continue, oh God, to lead God and direct her in the way that you would have her to go. In the precious name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We're thanking you for the ministry that you place within her. We're thanking you, glory to God. We're asking you, oh God, that whatever concerns her, oh God, does concern you. And we're asking that you will bless her family on tonight. We're asking you to bless her in her business affairs on tonight. We're asking, oh God, that you will bless her. Oh, glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, in her relationship on tonight, we're asking you to bless her, oh God, in every which way, in the name of Jesus. Father, now we're asking you tonight, we're asking that you will cover her now. We're asking that you will shield her in the name of Jesus. Cover her in your precious blood, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight, oh God, oh glory be to God, higher, oh God, to cause your divine will to be done in her life, your will and your will alone, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you for moving on our behalf. We're thanking you right now, oh glory to God. Thank you for moving on her behalf, oh God, we pray, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we do forbid backlash of the enemy now. We forbid it as sons of God. We declare and we decree there should be no retaliation. We declare and we decree there shall be no backlash of the enemy for this word. But this word that has come forth, Father, we declare, we decree it on tonight. Father, we're asking you now, go, glory to God. We're asking, oh, Master, oh, God, that you would restore the virtue. The virtue, oh, God, and that she's given. We're asking that you would restore in the name of Jesus. We're asking that you would restore now in the name of Jesus. We're asking that you would overfill her now in the name of Jesus. We're asking, oh, God, oh, glory be to God, that the fire of your anointing, that it would cover her and that it would shield her, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we do bind the hand of the enemy. We bind his every word on tonight. We bind his every desire, his every will. Oh, God, we frustrate the plan of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Father, and for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Thank you for elevating her tonight. Thank you for elevation on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, and everything, oh God, that concerns her, Father, we're thanking you for every good and perfect gift that comes from above. Oh God, we thank you tonight, and we thank you, we receive it tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. Oh God, we glorify you, we bless you now. We're asking that you again, oh God, bless her going out, her coming in. Cause the light of glory, cause the light of glory to shine upon her. Cause the light of glory to lead, guide, and direct her. Cause your light of glory, oh God, to be a beacon of light about your servant. Cause it, oh God, to be a defense against the enemy. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory for all these things, Master. For all of these things, we do pray, oh God, we glorify your matchless name. Father, we're asking again that you hide us behind your precious cross. Cover, shield, and direct, oh God, we pray. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. 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 On tonight, glory be to God. We bless the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Oh, our soul and all that is within us on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And tonight, 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 woman of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We want to turn this platform back over to you. Glory to God for your final remarks. Amen. For the blessing of the line. Amen. Dismissal on tonight. God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, glashaba. In Jesus' name. Hey, mama sa. Oh, bo siaba. Oh, lobo ho si God. Oh, glory. Thank you, Master. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, your all-seeing eye. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. Woo, Sheba. Hey, hey. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Oh, God. Tonight, God has spoken by his word, by his spirit. And I just want to share with you that you were praying. This other thing God brought to my attention. And I just want to share it with you. Hallelujah tonight that God showed me another vision where he came and he was riding the earth. He was on this horse. And he was in this cloud and a horse as well, and he was riding the earth. And I was hanging out some close to this line with some other folks. And as he rode the earth, and I said to them, look, look. And nobody could have seen him but me. And as I said, look, then their eyes were open. And as he rode the earth, and he left behind trail of darkness. And he said to me, he said, I'm looking and scanning the earth for available vessels. He said, I'm looking for available vessels. I'm looking for vessels that are available tonight. Hallelujah. And he said, my eyes is on you. My eyes is beholding the good and evil. My eyes is upon the earth looking for available vessels. Looking for you, said God to the baby. I shandled up a host of tonight. Oh, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And time is short, people of God.
Yes.
Time is short. We don't know when death will take us. We don't know. We might have plans for the day, for tomorrow, plans for next week, but the Bible says tomorrow is promised to nobody, which means we have to make sure today. Live today doing what God have us to do. We have to learn to talk to God. What you want me to do today, God, concerning your kingdom? What would you want me to do for you today? Because usually we get busy and our day is so full and so busy that our own things and our own programs, we don't sometimes get the time to think like that or even speak like that. But God is looking for us. He's looking for us to be available. He's looking for us to be available. Glory to God on tonight. Yes, he is. So, don't say, I can't do it, or I'm too young, I just get saved. Hallelujah, Jesus. Paul was converted, and God didn't take long to use him, so he's just looking for you to say yes. And once you say yes, he will take over, and he will do the rest. And so I praise God, tonight. Hallelujah, tonight. I praise God for you tonight that is taking the time out to listen, that is taking the time out to be available, not to hear me. I don't ever want to be heard. I don't ever want to be seen. I want it to be all God. I want it to people to hear what God is saying. I have made myself available, and I want God to speak to his people. And so tonight I give him praise, and I don't feel worthy tonight. I am nothing in the eyes of God,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank God that he see me as something. And tonight, people of God, I thank God for Evangelist Bradley in a special way, for the PNN advisors, the prayer warriors. I thank him for you and you and you from every nation, in your houses, wherever you may be, in your car, on your wherever tonight. I praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus, that we have come together in his name to worship him, and that you would be blessed. And that God would cover you in the name of Jesus with his blood. Cover Evangelist Bradley with the blood. Everyone that works and connects to this line. Cover our houses and our homes, oh God, and our cars. We need the blood of Jesus. God said we need the blood of Jesus like never before. People of God, stay, keep safe, applying the blood. Wherever you go, cover the blood. So God, we thank you for the blood that will never lose its power, that it keeps us. And has keeping us and kept us all these years from danger, seen and unseen, and accidents and incidents. We thank you for the blood of Jesus tonight that has kept us from diseases, oh God. We thank you that we are healed tonight by the stripes of Jesus from every affliction, God, every torment of the enemy. We thank you tonight for your word tonight, God, that your word would make us whole. We thank you for correcting us, oh God. You love us that much. In the name of Jesus, may we hide our words, your word in our hearts, that we might not sin against you. In this last hour, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, and we thank you, God, for keeping us all night and all week in Jesus' name. And I declare that our this week will be fruitful in the lives of your people in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, people of God. And that does conclude tonight's broadcast. Go in peace. Get your copy. Amen. And just sit down and listen at the word again and let it saturate and resonate in your soul and in your spirits on tonight. God bless you. We love you. And we look to see you on tomorrow night in the precious name of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
Session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.